An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration is expected to vote today whether it will recommend the approval of Palforzia. It's a kind of medical-grade peanut flour, and proponents of the peanut allergy treatment say it can help by gradually exposing kids to the very food they're allergic to. Right now, just a few hospitals and clinics around the country offer it, but it may be on the verge of taking off nationwide. Alex Smith from member station KCUR reports.
When Porter Hall of Raymore, Missouri, turned one, he was diagnosed with a severe peanut allergy after a bedtime snack landed him in the emergency room. Today, Porter, who's now five, is giving peanuts another shot.
Okay, let's open real big. Let me see in your mouth.
At Children's Mercy Hospital in nearby Overland Park, Kansas, nurse practitioner Jody Shroba gives Porter a quick once-over in preparation for administering a tiny dose of what's essentially peanut dust. Today, he'll be getting a small increase over the tiny amounts he's been taking regularly for the past few months. The treatment is called oral immunotherapy, and Shroba says these sessions can be terrifying for kids and their parents.
Yes, you see the anxiety. They got to kind of psych themselves up for it. They're like, I can do this.
Oral immunotherapy is not a cure for allergies. Children's Mercy Dr. Jay Portnoy explains that gradually increasing exposures are meant to reduce severe reactions by exhausting the immune system of chemicals like histamine that lead to those reactions.
We're creating like little mini reactions that are so small that the patient doesn't notice it. Occasionally, they'll get itchy mouth, they might get a little bit of stomach ache, and then as we increase it, they become more and more tolerant of the peanut allergen.
After 6 months, Portnoy says patients may be able to tolerate a few peanuts at a time if they keep the exposures going. And a recent research review shows that oral immunotherapy appears to work, at least inside clinics where patients can pass food allergy challenges. But allergy researcher Dr. Derek Chu of McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, who was one of the study's reviewers, says things can change after they leave.
Outside the clinic setting, they actually have a much higher rate of reactions. That's 2 to 3 times more likely to react to peanut or the dose that they're exposed to during this desensitization procedure compared to avoiding it or receiving a placebo instead.
Chu says that outside of clinics, factors like exercise, hot weather, and illness can affect allergic reactions, making it more likely for patients to have reactions to peanuts. The vast majority of these reactions are mild, but children doing the therapy had about a 20% chance of having a life-threatening allergic reaction compared to about 7% doing placebo or avoiding peanuts. That's according to the research review, which appeared in the medical journal The Lancet. Chu says that with all of oral immunotherapy's costs, risks, and complications, the jury is still out on who might experience an improved quality of life from it.
What we do need to ask is this really ready for prime time? And I think there's some significant gaps in understanding the values and preferences of patients, and as well as knowing if are we fully there for en masse use. I'm not saying no, I'm not saying yes, but I'm saying we need to have a very, very robust assessment to know for certain where we're at.
Children's Mercy's Dr. Portnoy says he hasn't seen any reactions more serious than an upset stomach during treatments, but he acknowledges that families will need to weigh the risks and benefits for themselves.
Okay, I think we're ready. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, high five. Nice.
After Porter Hall's checkup, the nurse stirs some peanut flour into apple juice. Now that he's done a few months of oral immunotherapy, the 5-year-old seems to take it in stride. With plenty of epinephrine nearby, he casually sips the solution down and goes back to skimming through a book.
Good job, bud. Get that last little bit.
Need more?
No, you got it. Good job.
Porter recently completed his peanut dose increases, but he'll need to keep taking daily maintenance doses indefinitely. That means he'll continue to be at higher risk for severe reactions. Nevertheless, Porter's mom, Amy, says just seeing him get this far has been reassuring.
It's made me be a little bit more at ease with him being able to eat at other people's houses or, you know, like when Halloween rolls around. You never know what kind of candy they're going to get. It makes me feel a little bit more at ease, but not 100%.
And if oral immunotherapy grows, as proponents of the treatment hope, many other families may be weighing the benefits and risks as well. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Smith.